It was the 1990s in Seattle. Grunge. There were plaid flannels and Doc Martens. There was Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And there was Soundgarden. Black hole sun, won't you come? The band's sound was messy, surreal, and biting. Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell is still making music today, but with a decidedly different feel. Cornell's new project is a solo album called Higher Truth. It's a lofty name, but at this stage of his life, it represents where Cornell is trying to go with his music. We started off talking about this song called Let Your Eyes Wander. When you find love and it gets away, if it comes back to you, then it will stay. Well, maybe it's true, as dumb as it sounds.
What made that song, what makes the song work really, I think, is how stark it is. And I said, let's just take everything out and let's hear what it sounds like with just guitar and singing. And that was it. It never really got any better than that. Like, sometimes if a song is written in essence to kind of be that stripped down, it's very touchy when you start adding things, because, you know, even the smallest thing can have a huge impact. Somebody has to make the decision that there's a better song in there if there's less. They will look back. They will look back to me.
For people who only know you from Soundgarden, this might be a surprising kind of sound, because there are some tracks on here that have more instrumentation, but on the whole, it's a very stark, stripped down set of work. Mm-hmm. In some way, did that expose you? Did that make you vulnerable in a new way, to have it just be you, your voice, and a guitar? Was that comfortable?
Well, I think in the context of a whole album, it was challenging, because this was the first time I really had to think about it in that long a form. I've done plenty of songs where there's very little instrumentation, or it's just acoustic. The first one people probably heard was a song called Seasons that was on the single soundtrack for Cameron Crowe's movie. Southern Nights and long, long days. And I think it was a surprise to people then.
Does it bug you that people had put you in a box of sorts?
Sort of. It shouldn't have, you know. I knew that what Soundgarden was doing was special. I didn't know if I was able to do something special outside of that.
We live in a pretty cynical time, and irony is laced into a lot of our pop culture. But some of the songs on here are just these straightforward, beautiful stories. They are not ironic. I'm thinking in particular of Josephine, which is just, I think, just like a love song. My sweet Josephine, won't you come and marry me? Is that something intentional? Is there a part of you in your process that is, I don't know, challenging the trend right now?
Well, I don't know. Maybe sincerity is the new punk. But to me, I think I have to connect with something emotionally on some level, or I don't care about it. Mm. And if I don't care about it, then I don't think anyone listening to it will either.
Another song I wanted to talk about is the track called Murder of Blue Skies. I love this song because it is also not ironic. It's sincere, but it's surprising, because I didn't think the lyric was going to go to that place.
Yeah, it's interesting, because lyrically it's not particularly joyous or joyful. It's a song everyone will relate to, but I'm not really sure emotionally where it's coming from. I'm not really declaring myself in it. You know, the character that's singing it isn't really declaring himself in it other than
because
just
it's passive.
Saying, I look forward to waking up without you around ever again. And that's not really romantic, but it's also not, it's not really an empowering statement either.
I don't know, but it also feels kind of honest.
Yeah. Always thought that I pride myself on patience, but it's wearing thin. Never thought that falling for you only meant falling down.
You're still recording with Soundgarden, right?
Uh-huh.
You need both parts to make the whole? You need solo projects, and you still, need that band?
I would live without both parts, but it's a lot more satisfying to have them. Mm. You know, it's great to still be having new experiences with the same group of guys because we invented a band together and kind of co-invented a genre of music, really. Being able to come back and experience being a band together at a different time in our lives has been really rewarding, but it's just really nice to still share some part of my life with these people that have been so important to it on some pretty amazing levels.
Chris Cornell, his new album is called Higher Truth. He spoke to us from our studios at NPR West. Chris, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Every time I stare into the sun, trying to find a